I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. A new CD collection called Blowing the Fuse could blow your mind. It's a 16-disc set of classic rhythm and blues songs from the 40s through 1960. Each CD is packed with more than 24 R&B hits. The discs also come with booklets that cover the music's history, with short bios and some great artist photos. Dave Daddy Cool Booth helped compile Blowing the Fuse. He's a former R&B DJ who now runs Showtime Music Archives, a resource for classic soul material located near Toronto, Canada. Booth combed through stacks of old R&B charts and thousands of records in his basement to put the collection together. He teamed up with the German label Bear Family Records, who released the box set. Dave Booth spoke earlier with NPR's Tony Cox.
All right, Dave, let's get started. Let me ask you question number one, Dave. How long did it take you to put this compilation together?
Oh, at least a couple of years. The hardest part was taking out songs. Not the ones that went on, but the ones we had to leave off. And I tried not to put more than one release per artist per year. And there were a couple of times when I had to break that rule, one with Fats Domino, and the other one was Little Richard, because he had two monster hits in one year.
What would you say, Dave, is the connection between each and every song that you selected to be a part of this terrific anthology?
That's a toughie. How did I choose the tunes? Well, sales was a big influence, but not always, because some songs were critical for what they led to. Louis Jordan led to Bill Haley and the Comets. Big Boy Crudup, he led to Elvis. Then there was, you know, the power of Little Richard. There was the whole New Orleans sound. I wanted it to be not only a pleasure to listen to, but also an educational tool, you know?
It absolutely is that. I put one of these volumes in my CD player, and I just couldn't believe what I was listening to. It took me way back to another time. And as a matter of fact, one song in particular caught my attention. I can remember a party that I went to when I heard this song by Ike and Tina Turner.
Something on my mind. Won't somebody please, please tell me what's wrong? You're just a fool. You know you're in love.
What you say?
You got to face it to live in this world. You take the good. Why not look at that? Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad.
One more time.
You know you love him. You can't understand.
Man, that was a big old hit. I was a little kid now, I grant you that, but songs like that really take you back, don't they?
You know, it was those magic labels. It was a time when we bought records 45 by 45, and you did take them to parties. But, you know, you'd hear, I used to listen to WLAC out of Nashville, Tennessee. I used to sit in my car, because I could get better reception on my car radio than I could in the house. And I'd sit there with a notepad and write down all the... There'd be Howlin' Wolf singing Smokestack Lightning, Slim Harpo raining in my heart. And I'd write... And then we would send off to Randy's record shop in Gallatin, Tennessee, and they would send a packet of records up to us.
You know, some of these songs that you have on here are by artists who... You know, maybe they were one-hit wonders, let's say, or perhaps they don't have the name that has survived. Here's one, for example. This was big back in the day, but I don't know how many people really remember Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs.
That's one of the shortest singles. I think it is the shortest 45 ever.
Really? It's a minute and 35 seconds long.
Yeah, yeah. A magic record, though.
Well, you've done a wonderful thing, and we want to thank you for bringing all this music back. It's a great compilation.
Well, look forward to the next 10. They're going to be knockout. You're going to hear Wilson Pickett, Aretha. You're going to hear a lot of the Chicago soul sounds. You're going to be thrilled with the next, and I've been working on those for the past few months, and it's all coming together.
All right, we're done with the interview. I'm going to ask you this question as a former, since you're a DJ and you're going to do some new stuff. So who were the Contours? This is a quiz. I'm giving you a DJ quiz. Do you know who they are?
Are you talking about individual members?
No.
No, because I don't go that fine, but I mean, the Contours were a Motown group. They were actually, I think, on Gordy. And, you know, Do You Love Me was their big hit, but there was First I'll Look at the Purse and Shake Sherry Shake and whatever else you need.
I'm convinced.
Great. Not as good as Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Watch me now.
Dave, this is wonderful, man. You're in my Hall of Fame.
No problem. Bye.
That was former disc jockey Dave Daddy Cool Booth. He compiled songs for the Blowing the Fuse box set. But we wanted to take a longer trip through some of the hits in this collection, so we reached out to Robert Fry, also known as Captain Fly, host of the weekly Old School House Party radio show on WPFW in Washington, D.C. Fry had one word to describe Blowing the Fuse when he first saw the massive song list.
Unbelievable. The best of the best. Somebody had real good taste, and then they got to the root of it, because some of these artists, you know, like Clive McFadden and the other folks, they were considered one-hit artists, but those of us that kind of love the music know that Clyde, Billy Warden, the Dominoes, and all of those tie-ins, it's almost like it all comes together.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is the appeal of this music today?
The music is appealing today because of the times. All of this music, somewhere from the 40s and up, you had to ask someone to dance. You extended your hand. You took the lady back to the seat.
Well, you know, let's go back through some of these, because I have a couple I want to mention to you and get your take on it. But before I do that, you're a disc jockey, and you know, you know the era. What couple of songs stood out for you as you looked through this incredible compilation?
Oh, man, Jackie Wilson, Clyde McFadden, Louis Jordan, Caldonia, the first rapper.
That's what she said. She said, son, keep away from that woman. She ain't no good. Don't bother her. But Mama didn't know what Caldonia was putting down. So I'm going down to Caldonia's house and ask her just one more time. Caldonia? Caldonia? What make your big head so hard?
Ray Bryant. Doing the Madison, and that was way back, Honky Tonk, all of those dances were actual dances that where everybody could join in, even if you didn't have a partner.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of, what did you say? The Madison, right?
The Madison.
You're looking good, a big strong line. When I say hit it, I want you to go two up and two back with a big strong turn and back to the Madison. Hit the top.
Oh, and let's talk about an artist who actually was a big part of this earlier period, and her music has come back, and you hear it on television and in movies and in commercials all the time. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Etta James.
Etta James, of course.
Oh, my gracious. At last. Any smooth jazz station, they play it five times a day in rotation.
They absolutely
still alive.
Do. But there's an Etta James tune on here that is one that people probably are not as familiar with. Here it is.
I'm going to call you a pitcher. You're throwing me curveballs. This young lady's 14 years old. Her mother said, you girls can't go audition for Johnny Otis, the Johnny Otis. What happens? They go on the Modern record label, and the rest is history. So, you know, it was covered over time and as music would be, but she's unbelievable, even now, today.
Absolutely. You know, there's another group that, of many groups who were mentioned in this compilation. Now, the Temptations, obviously, Four Tops, these kinds of groups had big names, the Platters even before them, but this particular group, they were really big, and then they kind of disappeared, but their songs, when you hear them, they take you right back. I'm talking about the Drifters and Save the Last Dance for Me.
My gracious.
But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling,
say the last dance for me.
Who are the artists, would you say, Captain Fly, who have had, this may be a really difficult question, but who have had, in your estimation, the biggest impact on R&B music?
Biggest impact for me would probably be in that range. Marvin's in there.
Mm-hmm, Marvin
Jackie's Gaye. Jackie Wilson's in there because, you know, the operatic voice and those things, that single artist. But I think as far as the Temptations, so, you know, the groups pass the test of time as far as the audience appreciation, but the main thing is, especially with the Temps, I think they're probably the group for me.
Before I let you go, there were also some songs that came out back during the day that were, I don't know, they were like novelty songs. The lyrics were just kind of fun. They didn't really mean anything necessarily, but they kind of had that catchy beat. You could find your head bouncing to the music. One of the people who's on the compilation who did that, I'd like to get you to respond after we play a little bit of her tune, is Laverne Baker. Now, the name of this tune is Tweedly D.
What?
Tweedly D.
Now, there's no way people will be talking about, you know, Jiminy Cricket in songs these days, but it was okay back then.
Good, clean, fun. Funny kind of thing about, you know, around the house and you're listening, and I was born in 19... So some of those songs are, you know, a little before my time. But being actually at home in a house full of music, I'm listening to Laverne Baker. We listening to the song and singing along. Turn on Ed Sullivan, somebody else is singing it.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
That
was my first experience with a cover.
Here's my final thing for you, Captain Fly. This music has survived, in some cases, 40, 50 years or more. How much longer do you think this kind of sound can survive?
Well, let me say this in closing. The biggest nation is your imagination. And you being in radio, you know there's some songs or some music or whatever that would invoke some magical times. And I do reunions and all, and there's some eras that the music cannot be played for dance enjoyment. So how do you like that for timeless music?
Absolutely. Captain Fly, thank you so much.
My honor.
I said, hey, yeah.
That was NPR's Tony Cox speaking with Robert Fry, also known as Captain Fly, host of the weekly Old School House Party radio show on WPFW in Washington, D.C. They discussed Blowing the Fuse, a 16-CD box set of classic R&B hits, now out on Bear Family Records. That's our show for today, and thanks for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show, visit npr.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.
You know every Southern Belle is Mississippi Queen, down the Mississippi, down in New Orleans.